Option A, 26th April 2018, the magic of blessings. Today's blessing is, may you be ignorant of the knowledge of desire, Ichcha Matram Avidya, so that instead of chasing after a mirage of some desire, you accumulate a true income. Explanation. Some children think that if they were to win a lottery, they would give everything to the yajna. This is a very sweet delusion. Some children think that if they were to win a lottery, what will happen? They will give everything to the yajna. However, such money cannot be used by the yajna. This is a very beautiful topic for churning. Which money is not used for the yajna? What are those ways and means where Baba is saying no? Which money is not to be used for yajna, or it cannot be used for the yajna? Sometimes it is their own personal desire. Actually, they are trying to cover up their personal desire with this outside facade of saying that we are doing everything for the yajna. And they say that if they win the lottery, they would use it for service. However, to become a millionaire at this time, crorepati at this time, means to lose all the millions, sada, crore, for all time. To chase after desire is like chasing a mirage. Mirage is mrigatrishna, below the whips, where the person runs and feels there is something, but the moment he reaches there is nothing. It's sand, desert, scorching heat, and just a reflection. It's an optical illusion and nothing else. Therefore, accumulate a true income. How do you accumulate? And be ignorant of the knowledge of any limited desire. That means Ichcha Matram Avidya. So Baba has told a very beautiful thing about lottery. Should Brahmins purchase lotteries or not? Lottery is just like gambling. You are trying your luck at that. And lottery is itself an addiction. Lottery is an addiction. There is a very beautiful story written by Leo Tolstoy, the Russian author. There was one man, a poor man, who was a tailor. And he had the habit of purchasing lottery every day. And he purchased lottery for about 20 years. Every day, it was a routine for him. It was just 1 rupee lottery. He used to think many times, why I am purchasing? But then, it is just 1 rupee. It hardly matters. Though he was poor, but still, he used to purchase. Every day, go, purchase 1 rupee lottery and come back. But he never won any lottery. But he used to purchase. And it so happened that all of a sudden one day, a car comes in front of his house and 2-3 men come out and they say, what are you doing this tailoring business? Stop all this. You have won the lottery. He said, what? I have won the lottery? Yes, you have won the lottery, 10 lakh rupees. So he is overjoyed, overwhelmed with happiness. He is beside himself. He doesn't believe. But then they show him, yes, you have won the lottery. And he is so happy. The very next day, he closes and locks his shop and takes the key and throws in the well. Because now he has 1 lakh. And then for 1 year, he lives like a rich man, like a millionaire. He is given to all the bad habits gradually. He starts visiting prostitutes. He starts consuming drinks. He starts living a lavish lifestyle. And then one day, he is reduced to beggary again, poverty again, because he spends all the money which he earned as a lottery, 10 lakh rupees, he just finishes off in 1 year by all his extravagant lifestyle. And then he feels, now what I should do? And then he remembers his shop. Now let me go. But then also he remembers, my keys are in the well. So what to do now? And it is so cold, so winter in Russia. So somehow he enters the well, and with much difficulty he finds the key, and the relatives come and they patch him up out of that way, and he gets a lot of sneezing and cold and everything, and then again he is a happy man. He starts his tailoring business, and every day he prays, now I will never purchase any lottery, and Lord, even if I purchase any lottery, I should never win, I pray to you. He keeps on praying every day, no, I will not win the lottery, no, I will not purchase. But it was a long lasting habit. So gradually again he starts purchasing lottery. Every day he goes, again he purchases the lottery. But he says, even if I win this time, first of all he prays to God, please let me not win the lottery. And even if I win, I will not stop my tailoring business, and I will not close my shop, and I will not put the key and lock. So he keeps on thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. And then one day, suddenly he wins the lottery. Again the car comes, and 2-3 people enter, and they say, take this, you have won the lottery. So he said, no, I will not take, but he takes. And then he remembers, no, I will not. But next day he closes the shop, and the next day he locks it. And he says, no, I will not throw the keys in the well, because he remembers so much cold. Last time it took so much time for me to recover from the cold and the cough I got. All the relatives had to come. And sneezing continued for days long. But this time, no. But then he is thinking, I will not throw, and he throws. And lavish lifestyle. But this time, he dies within the year. And here the story ends. So this lottery is itself an addiction. Slow poison. Yeah, it's slow poison. It's also an addiction. So here, Baba is discussing the mentality of some of the Brahmin children who are thinking that we want to help Yajna. But they want to go adopt shortcuts. Let me purchase lottery and let me win, and then I will give to the Yajna. This is a Maya. Lakshya. What was that? Lakshya? What was that? Which had come in the Yajna in between. And many people had engaged their money in that. What was that? Laksh. There was some scheme which had come. And you have to create people. What was that? Something like that. Huh? It was something, Laksh something only, no? That scheme had come. And many people had engaged their money. And then you have to create a ring, a chain. Laksh India. Laksh India. Yeah, something like that. So what was that? Lakshya India, na? Yeah, so that time long back. So many people had engaged their money in that. What was that? That was also with that same temptation. Oh, we are all surrendered people here. Where from we will earn money? So this is a very good business. Let the money come out to all of a sudden, automatically. And it spread. And that person just hoodwinked everybody and cheated and ran away. We never know, I don't know the details, but that was a Maya. That was a Maya, recorded Maya. So, gambling, lottery, or this, or corruption. Or to exploit some poor. Take the money and use for Yajna Seva. Baba says, I don't want such money. This pond will get filled by pai-pai of poor. I don't want your pounds. For me, this paisa is enough. This shells from those coming from the poor, this is enough to fill this godly pond, Paramatma Talab. So, he has discussed a very beautiful thing about the mentality of these people who are thinking that I will purchase lottery and then I will give to Yajna. But Baba is saying it is not about that, it is their personal desire. Because they want money. And they are just doing it in the name of Yajna. It is their personal desire. So, today's Vardhan is Bicha Matrama Vidya. Accumulate true income. And this is the true income. imperishable jewels in today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, earn and make others earn this imperishable jewel of knowledge, these pearls. Accumulate a true income and be ignorant of the knowledge of any limited desires. To chase after the desire is like chasing a mirage. Mirage is Mrigatishna. In the desert you find it's something there, but the moment you go, it was an optical illusion. It wasn't there. It was just a brahm of mind, illusion of mind. And then you are cheated. You feel cheated. So, to become a millionaire at this time, crorepati, at this time, is to lose all the crore, sada ke crore, to lose all the millions for all the time. The aim is not to become materially rich. The aim is to become spiritually rich. Increase spiritual richness. Increase spiritual wealth. Increase the wealth of knowledge. Increase the wealth of experience. Increase the wealth of yoga. Increase the wealth of all powers. Increase the wealth of all virtues. Don't run after this will-o'-the-wisps. This money, it is their personal desire. So this lottery business and all such things are absolute nonsense, and we should not get tempted or engaged in it at any cost. Om Shanti.